Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Pink posted again over the weekend, and again the trolls come out and they're after her because of the way, I guess, they don't like the way she parents her kids.
Yeah, they're always all over her. The other day, she took a picture of her son, and he took his diaper off, and he was at the beach. And people went after her saying, how dare you have a naked baby at the beach? How dare you have him run around without a diaper? Put a diaper on that baby.
Leave Pink alone.
No kidding. It's so dumb, isn't it?
She's at a Holocaust memorial in Berlin over the weekend. Yesterday, she posted pictures. And inside this memorial, her children are kind of running around. They're young kids. I mean, they're really young.
Well, and you don't, it's not a video. It's just a still picture. So you see them going down the hall, and obviously they're in flight. Their legs are kicked up. Willow, who's 8, and Jameson is 2. And it just shows the action of them running through the memorial. Well, people are like freaking out. Children, should not behave like that in a place of devotion. This is a serious topic. How dare you let your children run through a Holocaust memorial? Blah, 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 blah.
You're a bunch of trolls. Yeah. You really are. Just leave her alone. Leave her raising her children alone. There's nothing that Pink has posted that I've seen, that anything that I've seen, that should even question her as a parent. Nothing.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody gets so bent out of shape over other people's biz. Leave their business alone and let them do their own thing and raise their own kids. Why do we have to have so many trolls on the internet? How many?
Here is her response. The very person who constructed this memorial believed in children being children. And to me, this is a celebration of life after death. Please keep your hatred and judgment to yourselves.
These aren't the first kids that have ran at this memorial, I guarantee you.
Oh, well, actually, the designer, the man who designed it, yeah. Did you see what he said?
No.
He said people have lunch there, people sunbathe there. It's a memorial in everyday occurrence. It's not sacred ground. We're not talking about sacred ground. It's a place that we want you to remember these people, but do whatever you want, you know? Just live your life. I mean, these are children.
I'm glad he said that.
Yeah.
Because coming from somebody who actually orchestrated this thing and put it together, I mean, that pretty much backs her up. That's all you need right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I like the fact that Pink doesn't care.
You know what?
She does not go into hiding. She does not apologize. She does none of that. She comes back and says, you know what? Get off me. Leave me alone.
Victims of the Holocaust in the past have said they don't want children, do not want children, to be deadly quiet at the site of the memorial. It's a place to live. So, you know what? Back off.
If you take a small child, and again, how old are these kids?
One's 8, and then the other one is,
Take a 2-year-old to any somber event, church, funeral, whatever. Guess what? That 2-year-old is going to be a 2-year-old.
Well, yeah, that's the age.
And the people, you know what? We were in a restaurant yesterday, and some people, and this couple was probably, I don't know, Jamie, probably 70 years old. The couple was.
Okay.
They're sitting at a table behind us. It's me, Lisa, Little Frog, my son, his family.
Okay.
They're all there. There's 6 of us. We're sitting at a table. And Little Frog's acting up a bit. You know, he's a little loud.
Wait, don't say acting up. You mean Little Frog's being little?
He's being Little Frog. He's 16 months old. You know what? He's being Little Frog. At top of his voice, every now and then he'll scream out waffle or something. We're eating breakfast. A great restaurant, too, Benedict's. It's a great place over on the Arapahoe. So anyway, we're sitting there, and he's creating a mess on the floor because he drops. But I like to tip extra because I know they have to clean that up. But it comes with the territory. And anytime you talk to a server, they say, don't worry about it. We get kids all the time, right? The couple behind us, though, older couple, Jamie, they were giving us such rude looks. They were just like, oh, I can't believe that kid.
Are you sure you weren't being paranoid? Because sometimes parents get paranoid when their kids are acting up.
I kept looking around because I knew that they were being disturbed by the small child. And man, I almost blew my top. I was ready to come out of my seat and to go over to the table and tell both of them, look, he's 16 months old. Back off, Jack.
Really?
Yeah, because you could tell. I mean, just the way that they would look and they had that smirk and roll their eyes like, oh, my God, this kid's so misbehaved. He's 16 months old. And he can't sit there and just be quiet.
Well, no, of course they're never going to sit there and be quiet.
And he's going to create a mess because when he goes for his mouth, I don't know. He's not very coordinated.
You know, I actually called somebody out that did that. My girlfriend's son is autistic, really severely autistic. And sometimes he can't be still and, you know, he gets overstimulated and he makes noise and, you know, he's in his own little world. Well, this couple, same thing. They kept staring as like, oh my gosh. And then they'd say out loud, wow, we never parented like that. And I'm like, oh. Now my girlfriend can't see what's happening because she has her back to them. I'm like, oh no, you didn't. So my girlfriend's name is Adrian. And so I get up and I walk around. I go, hey, guess what? He's autistic. Shame on you. Comes back and she goes, what just happened?
Whoa.
She had no idea.
You're kidding. She didn't know that you went in?
No.
Man.
No. Yeah, you don't know what people are dealing with. Come on, back off.
I wish I'd had Jamie White there. She would have set him straight. Yeah.
I'll do it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.